under the Brentwood project, which we started a number of weeks ago, the project was designed for a slip lining of an existing pipe. And there were some bends in the existing pipe that were not picked up for the TV camera. When the original pipe was installed, we had one joint that deflected a little bit too much to keep the slip lining from going. As a result, we had to actually excavate and install the last couple sections of pipe, including tearing up an automatic irrigation system in the lawn. We'd asked the contractor, which is Central New York Construction, for an estimated price. It was reviewed by our consultant, and I'm asking for a change order to the contract to increase it by $8,200 from $81,515 to a total of $89,715.
Shouldn't the contractor pick that up when he did the inspection or initial bid? The issues?
We had had the TV of the line done. I don't think the contractor ever looked at the TV. They looked at the plans. The plans was for a slip line project, and that's what they bid on. So, but we wound up with probably a 40 by 30 foot hole in the in the yard.
Any questions, any more comments? Is this unusual, Roger? I'm not familiar at all with this work, so.
Is it?
This add-on, I mean, when he did his bid of $81,500,
that goes to my question.
Yeah.
Shouldn't he have seen that or done a better inspection to know what he was going to run into?
I believe that the contractor basically used the plans that were provided and assumed that, that the project could go through.
I think so.
I'd like to check into this, Roger, okay? Can I table this, please? Thank you.
Okay. I did write the board on a bridge matter, and we really need to get some feedback on
Elm Street.
For the Elm Street Bridge. At the Sequoia Creek Basin Commission last night, there was some changes that were made in the structure of the commission, actually because of my leaving, and I've been chair of that commission for a number of years. Kurt is going to be attending in my place, and what I would ask the board to do tonight is to authorize him to be a voting member of that commission, so that when we have meetings, we can get a quorum.
I'll move that.
Thank you, Christine.
I'll second.
Rich, all in favor?
Aye.
Congratulations, Kurt.
Thank you. Last thing is that I've been serving on this BDC steering committee, and I would, as you know, I'm leaving, so I would appreciate it if I could continue serving on that as a representative from the town.
You agree? I
appreciate it. Thank you.
Roger, I want to thank you for your years of service to this town, and we're going to very much miss you. Knowledge you've had, and I know I've seen some of your emails very late at night, and you've done an awful lot of work on this town, and very appreciative. And we're going to have a glorious time next Thursday, too. Thank you so much, Roger.
Thank you.
Thank you. Kurt?
The first thing on the agenda is the Farmland Protection Plan Development Grant Application. We've been working with Cornell Cooperative Extension to put this together. We actually had our public hearing in front of the Planning Board on Monday night. It's going to be a joint grant application between the Town of New Hartford and the Town of Paris. Basically, the town planning board has asked the town board to authorize a cash match of $1,667 out of the general fund to be used towards this grant. It's actually a $25,000 grant with an in-kind match of $6,666 to be coming for in-kind services from Cornell Cooperative Extension, United County Ag Plan, and the New York State Ag and Markets, along with town staff. Between the two municipalities, we'll be able to have a grant application of more than $50,000. What I'm doing is asking the board to authorize the town supervisor to sign the submission of the joint application to the Ag and Markets for approval of the grant.
And based on the meeting that I attended, it looks we got a real good shot at it.
Yes, it's actually a two-year planning process, and it's strictly related to agricultural, whether or not agriculture should happen in certain areas or not happen in certain areas.
Thank you, David.
I'll second.
Second by Rich. And I like that you're working with the town of Paris too, Kurt.
Yeah, well, a lot of our farmers have
definitely
property in both municipalities.
Very good. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
The second thing was I got a letter from Presbyterian Home asking for the release of their letter of credit, which was the retainer for the pre-development agreement. Basically, their letter of credit is currently for $104,758.30. They asked it to be released based on meeting their obligations of site work. I would request that the board pass a resolution requesting that they continue that letter of credit with us until the traffic study, which is required by DOT, has been finalized and accepted.
I'll move it.
Moved by Christine.
Second.
Second by David. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before I get to the last agenda item, there is one new issue that came up. Due to the public hearing of March 8th related to the Southern Area Generic Environmental Impact Statement, the town board has gone back and revised the plan. In order for this these revisions to be completed by the sub-consultants, which would be Hatch, Notch, McDonald for traffic and Shoemaker for stormwater. The primary consultant, Peter J. Smith, has asked for an increase of $40,000, which would cover their services, that being the sub-consultants, for the additional work.